sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are live. We are in living color, coming to you live from Torta Pizza. I'm shocked that you're open.
Yeah, we're in quarantine.
Yeah, we're in quarantine.
6 feet apart, my friend.
Safe back up distance. Some.
Going back.
We're not quite six, so I want you at least seven. Beep. Keep going. Beep. A little bit more.
Beep.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Across the room. Safe practices, everybody.
We got some people coming down.
What a crazy world we're living in.
We're going to have a bigger crowd today and next Wednesday than we've ever had. And remember what happened last time we had a crowd here.
I got fired live on the air.
Yeah.
So if half the people show up as they say they're coming, that's more than the Rays regular season game.
Somebody I saw on Twitter, they were trying to get some good, you know, stories, and they said, tell me one good thing that's happened since this whole virus in the quarantine. And I said, no Rays games.
No, but we got to play nice. I mean, Kevin Cash is a friend of mine. He supports my company. So I gotta be nice. You know, Kluckenmeier still sucks, but.
All right, a lot of stuff to talk about, obviously. We will talk some sports. We're going to goof off and have a good time. There's some hypotheticals that Joe Marquardt wanted us to talk about.
Okay.
Wanted me to talk about, and I'll include you in it just because. Some things that's happened, you know, out and about, the post office, we'll get to that. Scheduled on today's program.
Yes.
In about 15 minutes or so, Nico Price.
The Price is Right.
Who was scheduled to fight in the next couple of weeks. I believe he was Portland. Dean Thomas. And I really don't want to talk a whole lot about, you know, MMA. And I mean, we'll talk a little because we have to, I guess. But it's more just, hey, how are you doing? What's going on? Now, he has his live show at 3 o'clock Eastern.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll try to jump on him and talk about, you know, what he's doing. He did the show from the Super Bowl as well.
He did.
You know, as he was down there. Big Nasty, if you're in the Tampa Bay area, you know who he is.
Did he win the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
He got him inducted into
Yes, and I think there was two or three people that were there waiting for that one knock.
Uh-huh.
They all got the knocks.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, but Big Nasty
big ups.
Entered into the Hall of Fame. We'll talk a little bit about that with him, as well as I want to discuss with him. I'm a little perturbed.
Okay.
And I get perturbed a lot.
You do?
And I'm getting perturbed even more because I'm being quarantined and, you know, I don't see anybody, even though you would think that would make me happy.
Right.
But I'm not seeing a whole lot of people.
You've been living the quarantine life for a while.
And I do kind of like that a little bit, that I don't have to deal with people. But, you know, bandwagon fans, people jumping on the bandwagon, all that stuff that they're saying about fans that are now going to become Buccaneer fans because of TB12.
Does that bother you? Like, are they bandwagon because of the player in the roster? Or are they bandwagon because they're winners? Because most bandwagons, after a championship, then everybody goes out
exactly.
And buys the jersey.
Exactly. There's, you know, bandwagon is somebody who's jumping on the bandwagon. All right. Well, they're not. No. First of all, nobody's jumping on a bandwagon of a team that hasn't been to the playoffs as long as the Buccaneers.
Right. And with Brady now, they're 8-8. I mean, they're going to be a great team.
I disagree with you.
Oh, you think they're going to win?
I think they're going to be very successful if there is a season. But I don't think you're a bandwagon fan if you're following Tom Brady from New England to Tampa Bay.
Hey, you're a fan of the Brady.
You're a fan of Brady.
You're the Brady Bunch. You're part of the Brady Bunch.
And you can be Marcia if you want. You can be Bobby. You can be whoever you want. But you're not a bandwagon fan if you're following a player that you like. I'm going to be a Detroit Lion fan. Not because I give a rat's ass about the Detroit Lions, but Caleb Benenat, if there's a season, will be playing in Detroit.
Sure.
I'm following him.
Yeah.
I always follow the athletes that I get to know here. I'm still not necessarily a fan, but I'm a fan of that person.
Sure.
So if there's somebody that's now going to be a Buccaneer fan because their favorite player or a player they like or a player they like to watch and Tom Brady, that's not a bandwagon fan.
I agree.
When the Bucs win the Super Bowl and then all of a sudden you're a Buccaneer fan.
Now you got a problem.
Now you're I don't have a problem.
Right.
But now that could be a
I mean, what are the likelihood of the Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl? Come on.
This is just my opinion.
Okay.
Okay. And if Grossman's listening, I know he's going crazy because
he is. He's in the blue box. He's
No, because back in the day, when he really hated me,
yes,
I made a comment. It's my opinion, and I believe his tweet was, "No, Matt, it's your opinion. You're the one who said it. So of course it's your opinion." I believe, in my heart of hearts,
okay,
there is a list of reasons Tom Brady came to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay, no sales tax.
I don't think that's number one. I think number one.
Or no sales tax. Personal income tax. That's what it is.
State tax.
No state tax.
I believe the number one reason Tom Brady came to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is the talent on the team, the talent of the offensive line, or the offense, the line, the receivers.
Okay.
You know, they have arguably the best receiving core in football.
Okay.
May not have the best player. He may be in New Orleans, but I think on a whole, they have arguably the best receiving core.
But isn't Florida just like, you know, what people from New England do when they retire?
What,
when you're old and you retire, like you just come to Florida. So
I got an idea. Do me a favor. Go to my glove compartment box, and there's a plastic bag in there.
Okay.
Could you bring it?
Suffocate myself with it?
No. Just don't open it. I'll open it. Don't shoot it off. Just bring it in here.
Gotcha.
Because I may be using it.
Perfect.
So the talent on the team, I think, is number one.
Okay.
Number two, if you're not going to include coaching staff, the whole nine yards, the Buccaneers. I believe, if not number two, a close three. I think this could be number two. Don't kid yourself. The Super Bowl is in Tampa next year.
Right.
Okay.
First player to play home field advantage.
No team has ever played in their home stadium in a Super Bowl.
Okay.
You don't think that's another
I mean, it would be another great GOAT accomplishment.
Just saying.
Plus, Light was the one who recruited him and brought him into the NFL.
First of all, you don't recruit in the NFL. Well, you recruit in college.
Draft.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference.
It's the same thing. They're all getting the same booster money.
Well, no. Sometimes you get more money to be recruited than it does to actually play in the NFL. I truly believe the Super Bowl being in Tampa with the talent, with, that this could be another. He's already separated himself from anybody.
But defenses win Super Bowls. We all know this.
I watched for the first time ever last night. You know how bored I'm getting now. I watched Super Bowl 37 on TV.
And which one was that? The Bucks?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't in Tampa then. I don't know these numbers. I couldn't even tell you what Rocky it was because it's Roman numerals, and I don't know the one before the V equals 4.
It's 3. One before the V.
No, V is 5.
I don't see. So you didn't.
See, I didn't. I just learned because of Rocky. Thank you, Rocky.
All right. Sylvester Stallone, Rambo.
Our boy.
Throw Tommy from the train or Johnny or Mama or whatever.
But defenses win championships. We all know this. Defense win fights. That's why Israel and Romero just danced around because no one wanted to be the aggressor, the offensive, to take a risk. So that's why it was such an exciting fight for the fan base.
Are you going 8-8? Is that what you're going?
I'll go 9-. Well, they added a game, right? Didn't they add
Not
one
yet.
More?
I think it'll be the year after.
I'll go 9-6.
That would be 7. Nine and six.
Yeah,
they're going to go 9-6.
They're going to take one game off.
You're an idiot. I swear to God.
Well, there's a virus quarantine game. That's just not going to
so
be
So the virus is going to take one game away.
The virus is taking everything away right now.
Oh.
It's taking all sports away.
That's not true.
What's going on right now?
There was a race Sunday.
A race?
There was a NASCAR race Sunday.
Well, why did they cancel the Grand Prix in St. Pete? Why are race car drivers not allowed to compete, like, because of the virus? Like, they're inside a car.
It was a virtual race on computers.
What?
It's crazy. I would rather watch that, I think, than the real race. So
there's simulators? Simulators?
They all must have these things in their house. And it was a NASCAR race won by Denny Hamlin.
No way.
And Jimmy Johnson wrecked, took out, like, 6 cars.
He always does that. That's what he does now.
I thought it was good, funny, cool stuff.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, real quickly, you want to do the UPS or United States Postal Service, or do you want to wait? Let's wait.
So we can wait on the UPS? Oh, you always got to wait. It's like snail mail nowadays.
There was some stuff that happened. I've gone the last couple of days. And then one of the – and what do you call the person behind the line there? Agents.
A teller.
Bank. Yeah, I don't know what to call them.
Agents, good. I mean, a
postal agent?
Postmaster? That's what they call them.
No, there's only one postmaster.
Oh, only one?
Postmaster is
like the head honcho.
The head dude, right.
So
in
it would
person,
be
in case it's a female. Oh, right. I don't want to start nothing.
So post person.
There's a name for him, but so some things happened there, and I noticed it yesterday, and I went back today. I needed to still do some work for Staff Zone.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that. We're also going to reach out to Nico Price when we come back. I know that he just signed a new contract, and hopefully we will get to see him and many people fight down the road. But stay safe. Listen, people, stay in your house unless you're coming down here to get a pizza.
Right.
then it's okay. But just stay away from me if you come down to Torta Pizza.
Take calculated risk. It's probably safe here. And the post office is probably safe. They've been delivering anthrax for years, so they're probably okay.
This is Knockout Radio. You're an idiot. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. It's right between the sound machine. On the cloud of sound, I'm drinking the night. Any place it goes is right. Goes far, flies near. It's lost away from here. Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride. This is the Tantalk Radio Network. I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
Hey, And we are back to Knockout Radio, coming to you live every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. And that ringtone was my ringtone until my phone was stolen from my restaurant on Monday afternoon.
Can you get me a new liner from Terry?
I have to get myself a new phone first. I can't record anything.
I want a new liner. I want him to say it's Thunder Lips.
Oh, that'd be
cool, right?
That would be a cool liner. No, But shout out to Raphael Pierre, who owns Cowa Coffee locally. He donated one of his old Sprint phones to me yesterday, so it keeps me communicating.
Big ups to him, but big ups. There was quite a few people that jumped on.
You jumped on.
My sister did.
And a lot of local businesses are helping each other. Like the phone call I just received there was a 15 pizza order for tomorrow for Barney's over here, Aquamarine. Cool. And it's paid for by Fran Hosh Law Group. And they're a huge component of motorcycle, car accidents. And so for a guy who had two bicycle wheels and what she does for people on two motorcycle wheels, it's really cool. They're supporting local business. So I'm very appreciative at this time.
Very cool. All right. Nico Price coming up momentarily. But I want to tell you real quick. I've got a couple of them. But
okay.
A real quick story that I was told at the United States Postal Service.
Thing. Yes.
So I'm going to get to the lines. And, you know, they have lines. And, you know, there was some funny stuff that happened there. But somebody came up to mail a letter, and I'm not going to use the real, but we'll make this up.
Okay.
The envelope was addressed to mattmcclellan.com.
Okay.
They handed the letter and said, could I get a stamp for this?
Okay.
And the person behind the counter or whatever said, you need an address. And they said, yeah, it's on there, mattmcclellan.com.
So the email address, and they thought it was a physical postal address.
Right.
Was this a millennial?
No.
It was a Generation X?
I don't know what that means.
Somebody not millennial?
Then yes. Yes.
I mean, but you know, the old system, people don't know.
What? If you're
postal codes, like what kid? My daughters are 7 and 5. You think they're ever going to know what a postal code is?
First of all, yes, I do, because they're much more intelligent than you are.
Absolutely.
So yes, I would assume
they think after their mother. They're fine.
And when you asked a millennial, no, this was an older person who probably doesn't even know what an email address is.
Oh.
Who would know what a mailing address is?
Huh.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got quite a few crazy off the wall.
Well, my question is, who's mailing like a real letter these days?
Well, you know, the NTOs are going out. But all right, our first guest in quite some time. We are back on the air, which is kind of cool. Like I said, we're not going to talk a whole lot of seriousness, just kind of checking in with some friends. And let's go do that. I think we're headed a little bit down south. And welcome Nico Price. Nico, what's up? What's going on?
What's up, everybody, from the swamp?
So how are things, first and foremost? That's the most important. How are you doing? How's the family doing?
Family's great. Everything's good. We're just trying to make it through as smoothly as we can through the quarantine. Man, that car is loud.
Playing, like, a lot of games with the family? What are you trying to do to keep from going crazy?
Yeah, I have a gym now. I just bought a new house. I have a gym at my property. So, like, I'm training still, like, pretty consistent. I just try to take the kids on the four-wheelers through the woods, keep them away from people, and keep them alive outside, you know?
No, absolutely. Kind of keep, you know, their minds, you know, going and stuff. And again, I didn't want to talk a whole lot about, you know, what you do and what we do and that kind of stuff. But, you know, normally you guys want to stay, all athletes want to stay in shape in case you get that phone call. Is that kind of like put out? You're not doing it for that reason? You're just doing it to stay in shape?
Oh, no. I was already scheduled April 11th for that Muslim Holocaust. And I saw the interviews. Dana keeps saying that nothing is canceled. It's postponed. So I'm trying to stay in enough shape till I know my next date, you know?
Right. Do you anticipate that when this whole thing is done, we're just going to start right back up right out of the blocks?
I don't think so. I think we'll start off where it is and have double fight nights, you know? Like, just have both, like, a lot of international fight weeks, you know?
We'll stay on the fight game for a second, and then we'll just goof off for a couple minutes as well. But maybe you can answer this, because it's really kind of bothering me. You know, Dana has been saying that, you know, the Khabib fight's going to happen. And Dana had the fight down in Brazil, and which, me personally, I'm okay with. A lot of people have been against that, yet I haven't heard one negative comment about the WWE that performs every Monday and Friday night.
Yeah, that's back. I never even thought about that. That leaves me speechless because right now I'm out of a job pretty much since the Corona thing, but they get to keep going. Come on, man. Let me go punch somebody.
Exactly. You know, and that's my thought. If it can keep, you know, you guys getting, because most people don't realize that if you're not fighting, you're not making a living.
No, yeah. Unless we have some other source of income, which not many of us do, you know?
We broadcast every Wednesday from Torta Pizza. Matt's the co-host when we can get him to talk, which we're happy that he's not doing right now. No, you're off. Don't worry about it. And we've been here for 4 hours, and one person has picked up a pizza. So
really?
I don't know how anybody's going to survive, whether it's an athlete. You know, some athletes in the other professions are still getting paid, but you guys don't.
Let alone the guy who supports his family on a job that can't work right now. Like, that's really hard. You know, I hear some dudes over here talking about everyone's getting a check from, like, the government, but, yeah, I believe that when I see it. And then, and I'm praying for a check from our bosses. That's all.
Nico, I'm pretty sure the check that you would get from your boss is going to be larger than the one allegedly we're going to get from the government.
Yeah, I hope so.
Right?
Yeah, I would pray.
I mean, every dollar counts, and I would be appreciative, but from what I heard, it's $1,000. How long is $1,000 going to go to pay bills and food? And
Oh, I can tell you that right now. 1 week for me. Yeah, I have five kids. That's 1 week. 1 week, that's groceries and, like, a couple of cases of water, and then paying the bill, a quarter of the bill.
What, if anything, would be a funny story or whatever that you've experienced the very few times that you do have to go out into public? Has anything happened yet?
I have not seen anything crazy, which is a blessing in my eyes, because I don't want to be a part of or near anything crazy, you know? But, I see the stories on YouTube, people fighting over toilet paper. It's pretty crazy. I have to take a shower after I poop. You know,
exactly. Like, Joe Rogan said that years ago, and I've kind of said
right
that
there.
if you run out of toilet paper, jump in the shower.
Yeah, man, I use my fingers and go shower. It's cool. You know, wipe it, throw it in there. You know, I'm a survival guy. What's up? I can live in the woods. I do now anyway.
Right.
Some property in the woods, so I'm a woodsman.
Now, as we did talk a little bit about, you know, the fight game, I saw that you tweeted out that you just signed a new contract.
Yes, sir. 4 fights. I will be here for 4 more entertaining showings.
Explain to the fans, and, you know, you did our show when you were up here in Tampa, and a lot of times when you're talking to the media or we're talking to athletes, I mean, you can sense who enjoys what they do, who's doing it just because it's their job. Just try to explain to people how much you enjoy what you do for a living.
If I wasn't doing this, put it this way, I wouldn't know. I don't know where I would be if I never started, like, training and fighting and all that. I don't know where I would be. Like, it saved my life. Cause, like, there was a lot of paths I could have chose, you know. And then one day the fighting path came, and I took that, and it just has been glory to God ever since. You know, like, it changed my life. Definitely.
But that doesn't necessarily, you know, roll over to how much you enjoy what you do. It might have saved you from what you were doing. But you can tell
became the passion.
I got
the passion, the love for competing. You know, getting in there and just showing someone, like, yo, I'm the better man. Let's do this. You know, I got on my side. Who do you got? You know, I love every second of swinging at those guys as hard as I can.
All right. So I have to ask you this only because I know my kids are either listening or they will listen to it, you know, later on in the day. Have a competition against one of your children, is it competition? You know, when you have any kind of competition with the kids, you know, whether it's a kickball game or, you know, rolling marbles or whatever, do you try to win every time you play them?
Not every time, but every now and then I got to show them who the boss is, you know. Stiff arm one or two of them. So, you know, I got 5 of them. I can't let them all win. I'm just kidding. Well, I do it like encouragingly. If I do beat them, it's because they quit. You know, I was like, come on. You know, I was pushing them, and then they stopped. You know, but as long as they keep going, I let them win so they get that feeling of, like, that feeling of somewhat what I feel when I win in the cage.
Then you are a much better man than me, because I never let my kids beat me. When they beat me, they knew that they beat me. Participation trophy? And eventually they're going to beat me, and your kids are going to eventually beat you at whatever. So exactly. You know, I wanted my kids to know when they beat me that they beat me.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be different in sparring. When they're a little older, it's going to be a little different. I'm like, come on, now you guys got to really earn it. And I'm going to head kick my son right in the head and be like, you know, about 20%. Not anything over 20. But enough to knock him over a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just a flapper. Pop. What's up? Welcome to the real world.
As you're in your gym and doing, you know, the training just to kind of stay in shape and stay ready for when this whole thing does, you know, end, hopefully soon, what are some things that you've maybe taught yourself, you know, to do that you normally haven't done, you know, because you're basically training by yourself, I would assume?
I've had to teach myself how to motivate myself if there's no one else in the room with me. You know how you can get, like, you can be working out and stuff, and then you just, like, hit a wall, and it's, oh, man, I'm done at, like, 10 reps. You know, I have to make myself do the extra 10. So, like, I've had to pretty much turn myself into a coach to myself.
At the same time?
When I don't have the coaches around. Because I don't train every single day right now with my coaches because of the whole corona thing.
Sure.
You know? When I get tired, I got to tell myself, yo, time, suck it up, boss. You know? 10 more, and then plus 10. How about that?
You know, and another way to look at it is, if you were to stop working out, let's be honest, what would you then go do? Because there's nothing that we can really go do. So you might as well stay there and work
out. I would sit down and eat a lot of donuts.
Food-wise, what do you have in your household the most? What one item do you have the most of right now?
Well, I go to Lean Box a lot. Like, that's one of my sponsors over here in Cape Coral in Miami area. So they pack all my meals. And I just go in there, and I love their sweet potatoes. I love their chicken. You know, like, everything was... And then, oh, their turkey stuff is amazing, too. So I have, like, all that stuff. All healthy. And then a little bit of junk food in there, some toffees.
To throw in. But that's a place that I guess I need to check out next time I'm down there, huh?
Oh, yeah. They've been feeding me for years.
You good know, stuff.
Like, I always have my best performances when I'm on the Lean Box. That's the show.
There you go. Well, I will definitely get down there when we're able to travel, and we'll check that out. Yeah. I just wanted to get on for a couple minutes and touch base and see how you're doing and make sure all is well down there.
Yes, sir. It was great talking, man. God bless to you and your family, and everybody just stay strong through this, man. Come together. Don't spread apart. You know, together we can beat all this. You know?
Agree with you 100%. Good stuff. Nico, I'm going to throw you on hold real quick so we can get your address so we can send you more 8-Man Strong gear.
Yeah, 8-Man for life.
There you go. Thanks, buddy.
Talk to you again soon. Gorilla look.
Nico Price, everybody. Just chilling down south. But we're going to have to go hit that food facility.
Let's do it.
Me and food?
Yeah, you're there. Always.
Maybe they'll become my new best friend. And I can replace you.
Have you changed your food preferences? I mean, because of this whole quarantine thing, have you been eating somewhere that you wouldn't normally go?
I haven't really changed anything.
No.
You know, I've gone to the store a lot.
Okay.
You know, I went to the Walmart the other day at 7 in the morning when it opened. There was 15 people there.
Okay.
I walked in, I walked around, I walked out. I didn't buy a single thing.
What were you doing? Just scoping it out?
Yeah, I didn't know what I was looking for.
Racking up miles on your silver sneakers?
Before we hit this break, I do want to tell you something that I did.
What'd you do?
This is going to make me out to be an awful person.
Oh, no.
You know what? I'm going to ask you off the air if I should tell the story.
No, you got to tell the story.
No, I'm going to ask you off the air.
Oh, really?
And then...
My opinion matters to you?
No, because I'll do probably the opposite. So, it has to do with toilet paper, though.
Really?
It is a toilet paper story at Walmart. I may tell it when we return. This All is right. Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell you, everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Just take those old records on the shelf. I said listen to them by myself.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. Can I put my pizza order in?
Yeah, of course.
Or do I need to wait until the show's up?
Gotta wait till I'm open.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. I'm already inside the building. Let's head to the other side of Florida. We were just talking to Nico Price. Let's talk to somebody else that's over in that basic vicinity. My brother from another mother, Dean Thomas.
Hey, DT, man, what's happening?
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
You know, we're all going through this craziness. You know, everybody's always said they want to go play Survivor, and now we're all doing it.
Yeah, but you know what? To me, I feel like it's our earth. The earth is telling us something, man, because like it's got everybody at home, but the weather's beautiful. So I think it's telling us to just enjoy each other's company.
Well, that's good.
From a distance.
From a distance.
Yeah. Enjoy it from a computer screen.
Yeah. What have you guys been talking about on your show?
Tom Brady. We've been talking about Tom Brady.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, we can talk about that for a minute.
Sure.
Yeah, give me your thoughts, and then I'll give you mine.
On Tom Brady?
Yeah, Tom Brady here in Tampa.
Man, I don't listen. I'm on a sports radio talk show, and I know nothing about sports.
I'm on an MMA talk show, and I know nothing about it.
it's great. But no, I think, listen, Tom Brady, like, this is going to be his last couple of years playing, and he deserves to play wherever he's happiest. So and I think it's a great pickup for Tampa. I mean, that's going to do wonders for, like, the sales in Tampa. So, like, it's going to be great to see Tom Brady play out there.
Ticket sales, jersey sales, interest in the team. You know, I've been arguing with people. First of all, I hate the word bandwagon. And you're not a bandwagon fan if you're a Tom Brady fan and you're going to follow Tom Brady to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
You know, you're a bandwagon fan if somebody that you're training is in amateurs right now and nobody knows who that is, nobody follows them or her. This athlete works their way up. You still don't follow this person. They join the UFC. You still don't have any part of it. They win a title, and now they're your favorite fighter, and that's who you're following. That's a bandwagon fan.
For sure.
Not somebody, you know, if you have that athlete, and that athlete is, just for the sake of whatever, is in Bellator, and people have followed this athlete in Bellator, and then that athlete goes to the UFC, and you're now following that athlete to the UFC, you're not a bandwagon. And I can't get people to understand that.
Yeah, but you guys are going to have a good time with Tom Brady. I'm just happy that he came to Florida. I was hoping that he would come to Miami, but listen, he picked Tampa, so that's all good.
Well, and Tampa makes sense just because of the offensive weapons. You know, they do have a good team. I think they're going to, and anybody that listens to me in Tampa Bay area or nationwide, you know, they know that it's not like I'm a Buccaneer fan. They are going to be so successful because of him at quarterback with this team. But I also said earlier in the show, Dean, that one of the reasons I think he came to Tampa is because no team has ever played in the Super Bowl in their hometown. And I think that's one of, not the main one, but one of the reasons that he came to Tampa.
Think so, huh?
I do. Okay. You know, I think it's the team. I think it's the coach. I think it's a lot of things. And somewhere in that area of top three, top four, is for him to have the chance to play the Super Bowl in Tampa, a team that struggled for so long. Yeah, I definitely think that is one of the reasons.
Well, I hope he does well. I'm a Tom Brady fan. We're almost the same age. I'm a little bit older than he is, and I respect what he's doing. And the fact that he left his team, in fact, like, I used him as justification for leaving my team. So I can definitely appreciate Tom Brady.
What do you mean by that?
What do I mean by that? You know, and that's also what I've been talking about all week. I just left American Top Team this week.
I saw that you tweeted that, and, you know, anybody, and I think you know this, Dean, that I don't listen to other people's shows. You know, I don't, you know, because I don't want to ever be told that I did this, I did that. So I was on our mutual brother from another mother. I was on Eve Edwards' stream last night, and he said that you were coming on. And as soon as you came on, I got off. Because I didn't want to know what you were telling. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know anything about nothing. I figured you were coming on. We're going to talk about it. I don't want to pre-know anything. So.
Wonderful. Well, that's kind of been my hot topic these last couple of days, is fielding the questions about why I left American Top Team after 19 years. And my first reasoning was because Tom Brady left the Patriots after 20.
So is that something I should tell Tom when I see him here in Tampa?
Yeah, tell him he inspired me.
that he inspired a friend of mine on the other coast. All right, if that was one, what were some of the others?
Of the reasons?
Yeah.
I really just wanted to kind of do my own thing and not have the confines of and the structure of the team behind it, to be honest with you. You know, there's a lot of things that American Top Team does as a team that I didn't feel that I needed to do it. So I just was like, you know what, I kind of want to do my own thing. Like, I've been around this game for so long, and I know what I need to do to make me happy as a coach, and I just kind of wanted to do that on my own and not have to worry about, you know, the entire team. So I mean, it's kind of my own selfish reasons for wanting to leave the team, but I'm too old to make sure everybody else is happy.
Sure. How difficult do you think it'll be to get athletes? Are you going to be able to get some name athletes? I mean, you have a name, obviously, but you know, everybody seems to want that big gym thing. You know, how difficult will it be to get some athletes and put a team together?
I don't think it's going to be that difficult at all. Like, as soon as I announced it, like, I had a gang of people reach out to me, like, hey, what are you doing? Where are you going? What team are you going to be with now? And to be honest with you, I'm not going to have a team. I'm going to be kind of like take the old boxing model and be like the late, great Emmanuel Stewart, and just whoever wants to hire me can hire me, really. But, yeah, I don't – obviously, like, getting partners and stuff. So, like, I'm going to have to deal with higher-end people who can afford to pay sparring partners. But it's just kind of what I want to do these days, and just really dedicate myself to the progress and development of individual fighters as opposed to a whole team.
Would it be the same athlete using you every single time, or would it be like they're going to use you this time and kind of hope that next time they fight that they would be calling again?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would prefer it to be every time, because that's how you build a relationship and chemistry. You know what, I've been working with Tyron Woodley for 10 years, so we've built our relationship and chemistry so that we know each other. And, like, I don't even have to say something to him. I can just look at him, and he knows what I'm thinking. So it helps. But, you know, I don't want to be obligated to work with anybody, and I don't want anybody to ever feel obligated to work with me. And that, again, that's another thing that, like, being on American Top Team, if somebody needed to work, I'm a coach, and I had to work with them, and it's not fair for me to have to work with people that I may not want to, and I may not be giving them my best efforts if I don't like them. So sure. I felt it wasn't fair to the team. It wasn't fair to me. So I just decided to move on.
How difficult will it be for, and not just Tyron, but, you know, anybody that you have worked with, you know, in the past at ATT, you know, of them making a decision, do they stay, do they go, can they use you both, that kind of thing. How difficult will that be?
I don't think it's going to be difficult at all. I think it's going to be more of a financial thing. I mean, obviously, when I was getting paid by the team, I came with the territory. But now, you know, that I'm not being paid by the team, they'll have to find ways to pay me on their own. But if they're paying me on their own, I can give them more attention. And that's probably what they want anyway, is for me to give them more attention. And that's what I want to do anyway, is to give them more attention. Like I said, I think a lot of fighters that I work with suffered. You know, if I'm working with a guy like Greg Hardy, you know, and if I can only work with him twice a week because of my roster so full, I can only give him 2 days a week, and I would like to be able to give him five. So I think they're going to actually be better off this way.
Would you also say that it's exciting in that you don't know the future? You know, when you're working for somebody, you go every day to work, that kind of thing. You know, here you're your own guy, you're your own boss, you have to put this whole thing together. Is it kind of scary and exciting at the same time?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they asked me just recently, I did an interview, and somebody said, what's the scariest thing you ever did on Dana White looking for a fight? And I said, swimming with sharks. And they said, you know, it's probably not as scary as quitting your job at a time like this. You know, so, and that's what I did. I quit my job. I quit a reliable paycheck at a time like this where people aren't working. And that's scary to me because, like, I don't know what the future holds. I don't even know if they'll ever have another MMA fight. But, you know, to me, I just said it was time to do it. I don't really even have a contingency plan placed out right now or anybody that I'm really working with that's going to pay me. But I just know that I'm going to make it work.
How long have you been thinking about this, and when did you finally make the decision to do it?
You know, I've been coaching full-time at American Top Team for about 4 years, and probably about halfway in, I knew that it wasn't, like, fully in my best interest or in my heart to, like, stay there because, like, it's, you know, there's a ceiling to that. You know, it's like, it's only so much you can do as a coach. There's a ceiling to that, and I just knew that I could only do so much there. I mean, I love the team. I love Conan and Dan Lambert. They've been so gracious, but I just knew that there was a ceiling. And then probably the last year, I was kind of like thinking of exit strategies. And then when I decided to do it, I was actually in camp with Tyron Woodley, and I didn't have an exit strategy. So the best thing that you do when you don't have an exit strategy is just exit, just leave. And that's what I did.
Wow. All right. Well, I just want, I was going to go what?
No, I got a comment.
Go.
No, that was a great comment, though.
That's your comment. But was a great comment.
But Dean, last time we saw you, we were at Media Row at the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And You know, Johanna had just taken some heat for being insensitive about the coronavirus, and the fight come up with Zhang, and now here we are, right, at the global thing. You know, did you ever think that you would see this? You know, like at this point in our life, like, did you ever think that this was something possible? Because in trash talking, Randy takes a stance of there's nothing off limits. You know, Israel said insensitive things about 9/11. How do you feel about trash talking when it comes to combat sport? Is there anything off limits? And how did you feel about that, the coronavirus, back when we didn't even know what it was?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely insensitive. I didn't think it was terrible. But anytime you're dealing with, like, racial issues or religious issues, I think that's kind of, it's borderline. You know, you just got to be careful with that. Some people would say don't even go that way, but, like, you got to be very crafty about how you do that. And, you know, Ioana's not a professional comedian. So, like, for her to, like, say that, you know, it may have came out the wrong way. But, I think in terms of trash talk, I would say leave race and religion out of it.
And here's just my comment, Dean, so you know where I stand. And you and I have been friends for a long, long time. It may offend me, but I don't think if somebody says something about somebody that they don't like and that they don't care, and, you know, what Israel said, and he may or may not have meant whatever. I mean, I'm a veteran. You bring 9/11 in, and it pisses me off. But he don't care about me. You know, he doesn't, you know. So to me, when you're talking trash, if I don't care about you, why would I care what I say to you? That's just, that's my stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you got to also think, like, he doesn't care about you, but like you said, there are people that he probably does care about that were affected by 9/11. So, like, it's a very offensive thing, you know, all across the board. I mean, I wouldn't have said it, but, you know, at the time, sometimes guys just, you know, sometimes you just, it's easy to open your mouth and let words come out and say things that you might not mean or regret later, so.
I don't know if I ever told you this, Dean, but Matt once got fired live on the air, and it wasn't a gimmick.
That's your story.
So, yes, he does. You know,
are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I was fired live on this program in front of a live studio audience without a quarantine.
Yes. So all of that is true. But let me ask you this then. You know, as a comedian, you know, you're doing some stand-up. You're doing this thing, and comedians have said there's no line. So is there a line there or a line that you have to watch when you're doing your comedy?
No. Well, here's the thing, though. As a comedian, like, if you're a comedian, I believe there is no line. But if you do a joke that doesn't work and it offends people, they also have the right to come down on you. You know, but there's no line. But if it doesn't work, then they also have the right to come down on you. But I think, if you're going to cross that line, it better be good.
Well, and I've said that, you know, with the NFL guys, and I know we only have another minute or two as you got to get ready to do your show. I've said, you know, being a veteran and kneeling during the national anthem, you know, you have the right to do anything that's not against the law, and I have a right to call you a douche. You know,
yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's kind of the same thing.
Hey, Dean, if you need someone to open for your comedy show, you let me know.
No, he wants to be successful.
No, but I'll make him look good. Like, that's my job. I'm the setup guy.
Oh, my God. That is so true.
Put Dean on.
See, yes, there you go. Exactly. Your ratings will go through the roof, my friend.
Dean, as always, I love catching up. Let's do it again soon. I'm going to put you on hold, get your address, send you some more 8-Man Strong gear for giving us some time today.
Oh, I love it, man. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
It's awesome.
One of my favorite people in the world, Dean Thomas. Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you again soon.
See ya.
Best strategy is to exit.
that is
should be
good.
A t-shirt. I'm just saying.
We're going to blow through the break. We're going to move Nasty to next hour.
Okay.
So, you know, we can just ramble for the next couple
of weeks. We got a live studio audience now. They're quarantined. There's safe distance.
They're 12 feet away from
me. We got a plexiglass wall in front of them. So,
did you see that about Publix?
Yeah.
Publix is going to put plexiglass, I don't know if you saw this, around the cashier.
Well, it's cheaper than paying lawsuits for death of workplace hazards.
So I go to the post office today.
Yes.
Is there? All right, we'll have to listen, and then we'll repeat whatever the audience is telling us. So I go to the post office today, and there's yellow lines every 6 feet.
Okay.
But people are not abiding by it.
Of course.
Because they didn't know what it meant.
We're entitled.
What?
We're people. We're Americans. We don't listen to anybody.
So then a lady, again, what are we calling the people behind the counter?
Disgruntled?
No, the postal people. Well, yeah, they are disgruntled. They are disgruntled. So she said that somebody came up full ventilator, oxygen, the whole nine yards. She's breathing. She's hacking. She's coughing. God. Now, there's a yellow line that's about 3.5 feet from the counter.
Oh,
and then she's about, 2 feet behind there. So the worker, as we're going to call him, said, ma'am, there's a yellow line there. You know what that's for, right? She goes, no, there's no
sign
that says stand behind the yellow line. I could only shake my head because, A, common sense, which we know better than that. And then the person goes, you see the sign that's on the door that you looked at when you walked through the door that said abide by the yellow lines?
Wow.
It's just people are getting stupider by the minute.
Wow.
Now that we have some Buck fans here.
Yes.
All right. I purposely waited to bring up.
You waited.
I did. I waited for
you. You're sandbagging.
So they're, because they're on the same Facebook stuff that we're on.
They're not bandwagon fans.
No.
That's Bucko Pat. He's not a bandwagon. Again, not bandwagon anything.
Again, if you're following Tom Brady to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you are not a bandwagon fan.
True.
You're not. You're a fan of Tom Brady. I may be a fan of Robin Zander. Doesn't mean I'm a fan of Cheap Trick.
True.
Right?
Right. Because if he leaves and goes to... does something different,
I'll never listen to Cheap Trick again.
There you go.
I did tell you that was my brother's favorite band, right?
Was it really?
Growing up, the one that I get along with so well. So it has now come out that Bruce Arians said not only was he looking behind door number two,
right,
but he was looking behind door number three as well.
And door number three being?
Well, door number three was Winston. Door number two was Bridgewater. And Brady was door number one.
Now, is Bridgewater from New Orleans?
Well, he was. He's now in Charlotte.
Because I heard there was a big outbreak of the coronavirus over there now.
What does that have to do with Bridgewater?
I'm just saying that because the coach for...
Do you think Bridgewater left there and left?
Sean Payton, the head coach, has it.
What does that have to do with
Bridgewater? I'm just saying it's affecting the NFL, and people are worried about the season not starting because now they're moving the Olympics, and now the NFL season might be at jeopardy, and now all of our sports are gone.
What does that have to do with Bridgewater being behind door number two?
Because he's probably at Mardi Gras getting the coronavirus like everybody else in New Orleans. Social irresponsibility, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that we never even knew what that word meant.
So that's why we have to pass on Bridgewater.
You're closer than 6 feet.
He's not making good decisions. So we went with the right quarterback. We went Tom Brady.
All right, first of all,
winner.
Do me a favor, and that's allegedly.
The GOAT.
That's allegedly. The stupidity that just came out of your mouth is allegedly.
Yeah, that was all alleged.
Well, it has nothing to do with...
Well, Sean Payton definitely positively
has
Corona 19.
Part of our radio show has it.
Really?
There is one of my...
There's only two of us. You're making me nervous.
Well, no, to be honest, this person is more valuable to Knockout Radio than you are.
Oh. Well,
okay.
The board operator.
No, Jimmy Tenors of Rock has it.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. And to be real honest, and I'm a little concerned, we talked a few times, and I reached out to him yesterday, and he didn't respond.
See, you see that on social media a lot. People are like, oh, do I know anybody who has this?
Michael Pittman had
conspiracy theories.
Had a family member that went into a coma.
But, man, this is like getting serious. When it's getting closer to your real life, and you actually know real humans that are dealing with this, like, it's
because serious. Most of us know fake humans.
No, but social media troll, like, they make it all conspiracy theories, and it's not real, and it's government hoaxes, and it's all for, control of the economy or whatever, their agenda. But when it's
tell some people I know that it's all a gimmick.
Affecting real people.
Yeah.
That's scary, man. It's scary. And these are uncertain times. It's tragic to those infected.
Since we only have 90 seconds till the top of the hour, how do you see this ever? Like, I'm asking you a serious question.
Yes, please. I'll put my glasses on.
How do you see this ever getting better or going away? Or is it going to be like the flu every year? This is going to come back?
I think it's going to. I mean, I think it's going to be something you just cycle through every year when the temperature drops. Apparently, heat has something to do with it. But if it's 78 degrees,
so my wife is behind this to move us back up north.
Really?
That's what you're saying. If heat has something
to do with it. What do you mean move us back up north? Like, just because you're born in Philly doesn't make you from Philly.
My wife is from the north.
It's not where you're born. It's where you pay rent at. Don't you ever listen to Outkast? Don't you know these things?
I don't know what you're an outcast. I don't know what that means.
Outkast is from Atlanta, and they have an outbreak there.
I don't know what that means.
That's where the public's employee
tested. Are
you trying
to impress Pat because this is all his...
I have so much knowledge. I have so much knowledge. But if he's an Outkast fan, he knows it's not where you pay... It's not where you're born, but it's where you pay rent. It's where you're from. It's where you live. Because everybody claims to be somewhere that they're not. Like, you claim to be from Philly, but you never spent any time there.
First of all, I never said I claimed to be from Philly.
Your mom flew up there to have a baby and then came back down.
Every two years. And I've always said that I was born in Philly.
If you could have one place to call, your birth home. Like, if you could claim anywhere in the world, say, I am Randy Harris and I'm from What place would be the most prestigious for Randy Harris?
Luckily, we have 4.5 minutes to think about it. We are at the top of the hour. I may give you an answer when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. My place, watching
every move on her face. She said, look. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.